one of the fundamental ideas when we when Tony Negri and I began the project was that we thought that the notion of U.S. imperialism wasn't an adequate description of global power. We think instead there's a new form of power that is different from imperialism, and that the U.S. as nation state is not in control of it. Precisely what empire is meant to name, this new form of global power, is really a network of different kinds of powers, different centers of power, that are all functioning together. For instance, there are in this network the dominant nation states. Of course, these nation states are still important, but they function in a larger framework. So these dominant nation states, supranational organizations such as the IMF and the World Bank, the WTO in certain ways, the UN, and then also media, NGOs, in a way, subnational organizations. The idea is that that all of these powers function together in a network form. In other words, that none of them is the center of power. And in fact, that's one of our slogans for the concept, if you like, is that empire has no center, that there is no center or source of this new global power. So that's the general idea, is that say in the age of globalization, we're confronted with a new form of power that has, it's not only something of interest in an academic way, but also has consequences for how we conduct politics. We could say generally in the age of globalization, or in what we call the age of empire, there's clearly a crisis of democracy. Supranational institutions like the IMF and the World Bank are protected from democratic inputs. None of us vote for those, for the leaders of the IMF and the World Bank. Some of the best elements of the globalization movements that began in Seattle, continued in Gothenburg and Genova, one of their best elements, I think, is a demand for more democracy at a global level. I'm hesitant to call them anti-globalization movements, although I know that's the label that's always given in the media, because the movements themselves are globalizing movements. I think they're not, the major parts of them are not anti-globalization, but seeking for an alternative globalization. What the movements have to do, and the movements themselves recognize this, is they have to shift from being merely protest movements to being what I would call propositional movements. In other words, they need to also create an alternative rather than simply critiquing the existing system. In opposition to the present form of globalization, to the dominating elements of the present form of globalization, we need to seek solutions that are equally global. In other words, one shouldn't be anti-globalization in the sense of reinforcing national sovereignty as an opposition to the global forms. In other words, if one's thinking in a strictly oppositional way, one might say that global capital wants to destroy the bases of national sovereignty. Therefore, we should, if we're opposed to global capital, reinforce them. No, our answer is that one has to construct an alternative at an equally global level. At the end of our book, we outline three principles, or what we call three rights, that can act as a guide for constructing alternatives and constructing political strategies that would create an alternative to this empire. The three we propose are, first, a right to global citizenship; second, the right to a social wage; and third, the right to the control of the means of production. By the right to global citizenship, we mean the right to free movement, the right to of all, regardless of nationality, to move and live and work where they please. The right to a social wage, or really the right to a basic income, we mean the that everyone in a society, one could call it also a citizenship income, that everyone in a society deserves an income, a basic income on which any person can live. Third is the right to the reappropriation of the means of production, by which we mean the control of the machines and the knowledges and the forms of communication by which we work. We conceive these three rights together just as axes or first indications of what a movement or what a political strategy might involve.